If you were out shopping, Yasmin, and you were buying like food or groceries or whatever, who would you melt down if you bumped into them at the supermarket? Like, who would be the person that... I think if you saw Hayley Williams down the fruit and veg aisle, you'd lose your mind.
I would lose my fucking mind. Are you joking? I would... No, because she shows up into Sephora's and Ulta's sometimes to, like, you know, do promotions for her hair dye brand, Good Dye Young, which I also use. And I fear the day that I go into a store to go buy it and she's there. And I'll be like, girl, I'm just here for your hair dye. I can't do this right now. I look like shit. Don't. Do you know, I feel like, yes, Hayley Williams, but also, I don't know. Gerard Way.
Gerard Way would be pretty awesome. I don't know who would be mine, though. I don't think there's anyone I would, like, lose my words. Or I probably wouldn't say hello to them, even if I... Maybe if I saw, like, Jason Momoa.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's... That's a good question. Let us know what you guys...
Who would be the person?
Tweet us.
Or have you ever lost your mind and it was really embarrassing? Let us know. Welcome to On Wednesdays We Wear Black with me, Sophie K, and Yasmin Suma.
Hey, what's up, girlies?
So, today's episode is going to be looking at some of the hottest lineups from across the globe. And we can't do all of the festivals from across the globe, but we're going to look at some of them and pit them against each other and see which festival can take my money.
I tell you what,
it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard.
Festivals are fucking expensive these days. I swear, like they it's are. Like fight. It's a fight to see which ones you're gonna. Because like before, you could do all of them. Like I've met people who were like, oh yeah, I did the whole UK festival run in a year.
You collect all the wristbands. That was so gross. That trend.
Oh, that was so gross. That is so gross. That is, and I don't mean because people still do it. I don't want to hate. That is the sign of someone unwashed. What do you mean you have a wristband from 4 years ago that you haven't taken off? Do you know the kind of bacteria that is growing on that? I genuinely, scientists of the world, hear me out. If you want to ever test an experiment to find new bacteria, find a greasy emo with wristbands from 10 years ago still on their arm. God knows how. There's like fungus living there that you didn't even know existed.
you just imagine underneath those wristbands, it's like, it's bad.
Gangrene.
That's so gross.
Amputated arm at this point.
How many poo particles are in a wristband?
How many, if you're a man and you've got like, let me correct myself, transphobe Yasmin Seaman. If you have a penis and you're holding your penis to pee and you've got loads of wristbands, surely a little bit of whiz gets on there. A little bit
splash back. Even if you have a vagina and you're reaching down there, and we all have asses that we reach down to wipe, like... Every gender, it is never okay. Whatever's between your legs, it is not okay. We do not endorse wristband wearing for years on end here.
I thought you were about to say something like, whatever gender you are, it's not okay. I was like, whoa, Sophie, transphobe.
Yes, I hate all genders. So we're going to be celebrating festivals. Which ones are you going to? And as you say, Yasmin, you can't go to them all like you used to be able to. They're just too spenny.
We're in a cozy lives, babe. The inflated prices of festivals baffles me, especially because like now for festivals,
people listening in America are like, "Spenny cozy lives? What? Can you explain before you continue?"
We're in a cost of living crisis. A cozy lives.
Spenny is expensive.
Expensive, yeah. We are in a cost of living crisis, and everything's fucking expensive, and prices have inflated. But also, I feel like with festivals now, they're all fighting to have the same artists on their bill, but also make it unique. And it's like, do you think they all get in a room together every year and are like, okay, here's what we're doing. Okay, you can have these bands. We want these bands. Oh, that would be cool.
What, like top trumps, but of bands?
Yeah, so like they're all sat around a board table and they're going, we want this band, and this band. And they're like, okay, well, if you take those bands, we want this band, and this band.
I think that's what booking agents do, no?
Oh.
Isn't that an entire
booking
job?
Booking agents of the world.
That job, Yasmin.
That's crazy. So yes,
but I like the idea that you had this image that these like people, these random people are just sitting around like trading players as if it's a basketball drafting thing.
No, I thank you, booking agents of the world.
Yeah. That's their job. So we're going to have a look at some of these festivals and yes. what is going on. And it won't just be the UK. We're going to have a look at quite a few across the globe. Probably predominantly America, because
worldwide.
They've got a lot of... America's a big place.
America's a big place. And they've got a lot of bands. So, like, they've got a lot of room to have festivals as well.
Okay. So, do you want to start, Yasmin? Which festival are you going to start with?
I am starting with the Ultimate Emo Festival. And this year, they've really topped it. It's When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas, on the Las Vegas Festival Grounds in the US of A, on Saturday, the 19th of October, 2024. And their lineup... So, like, the way that they've made this different from other festivals is all of the bands who are playing... will be playing an album in full. So, like, a nostalgic album that turns 10, 20, so on and so forth. And I think that is fucking insane. My Chemical Romance are playing the Black Parade in full!
What genius came up with this idea? Whoever they are, they need a pay rise. They need... Like, this is beyond nostalgia. This is, like... This is nostalgic. This is, like...
Nostalgic.
This is next... level.
Oh, you've got A Day to Remember, Homesick, Pierce the Veil, Collide with the Sky, Dashboard Confessional, Dusk and Summer.
And it's like some big but you've got Fall Out Boy, Blank. So are they going to be playing an album in full? Are they doing a normal set? Like, what is happening there?
I don't know. Them and LS Dunes are Blank, so maybe they're just like, we're just going to show up.
Interesting. I think it'll be very interesting to see. Let me
do a sweeping highlights, right? So you've got 303 Want, you've got Mom Jeans, Best Buds, you've got Say Anything, Is a Real Boy, you've got Cobra Starship, Neck for Deep, prop- Life's Not Out to Get the, You.
The Emos, Anne Boleyn, Never Take Friendship Personal. Like, that band were so big.
State Champs, The Finer Things, Saves the Day, Stay What You Are, The Main, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Like, there's some movements, feel something. I just...
Do you... Can you imagine what the Pierce the Veil stage is going to be like? Collide with the Sky.
Oh, my God!
That is going to be, like, the ultimate of... We were there the first time round versus we are new to emo. And I feel like there might be a little bit of a...
I'm not... So we haven't been invited yet. But I would like to take this opportunity to look... directly in the eyes of the people who booked Women We Young Fest and say, please, pretty please bring me and Sophie along. We do so much. We can do interviews with bands, we can do hosting, we can do stuff with Knotfest, we can DJ, we can do a podcast, we can do everything, okay? We can just stand there and just be there, right? And I'm not being funny. You know what I'm gonna say.
No, don't. Yasmin? Don't. Do not
we
say
are
it.
Brown.
Don't say it.
And I'm queer. And she's a woman. You need us. Hire us. Bring us out. Pay for our flights because we can't.
I apologise. This is embarrassing.
Please.
It's going to be... That is going to be a very special festival. I'm really curious as to what the vibe will be, because here's the thing. I do like going to shows where there's young people there as well. And I hate that they hold up their phones. I hate all of that stuff. But I like the energy, because the fact is the fans of these bands, they're swiftly losing energy. So I'm very curious as to what the crowd is going to be like.
I'm wondering, like, if they will have a masseuse on hand for all the, like, elder emos with fucking broken knees and bad backs from moshing for like 2 minutes, because I'm gonna need to cash in on that shit. Do you know what's interesting though? The When We Were Young lineup is just a nostalgia one this year, but like it's interesting because usually you go to festivals and you're like, oh, I'll find some new bands, I'll see some bands I like, but this one is literally just, if you like emo, go to this, if you don't like emo, don't go to it. And I think, you know what, fair play, they know their crowd.
I feel like as well they've kind of gone, Gen Z can't hold down a job because they open their mouths too much. So where's the money? Okay, we really need to focus on millennials, because they are now in employment and can afford tickets. Maybe that's what it's it. Maybe that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But I think Gen Z, I think the Gen Z crowd of your age, Yasmin, the ones who are like, could have turned out Gen Z or millennial because you're like right on the edge. I feel like a lot of those will be there.
I want to be there so bad. Again, when we were Young Festival, please bring me. I do TikTok.
That is a hot contender for 2024 as the best, strongest festival.
It is. What festivals have you got?
I miss the new bands. I do miss the new bands. And so the festival I am going to go to next is one that's coming up in America. It's called Sick New World.
Tell me.
And the lineup for this is looking pretty fucking sick, Yasmin. So it's a one-day festival.
Okay.
Which I am here for, because that means not too much camping or anything like that, which is what we do a lot here in the UK. And my back just can't handle an air mattress anymore.
No.
So, and the fact that I even took an air mattress was a whole topic of whatever. Makes me far too bougie. So, Sick New World... This lineup is unreal. They have got System of a Down and Slipknot headlining. They've got Alice in Chains.
Alice
in Chains, Bring Me the Horizon, A Perfect Circle. Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman. I don't think I've ever seen Danny Elfman at a festival. That's probably happened before. That is going to be huge. But then you've got the bands like, you've got Bad Omens, Sleep Token, Lamb of God, Knock Loose. You've got Ginger, you've got Kublai Khan, Loathe, Ice Nine Kills, Spirit Box, Black Veil Brides, Wage War, and then you've got the old school bands, like you've got artists like Killing Joke, who's going to be there. Ooh. I'm so excited. Skindred are also going to be playing there as well.
Hell yeah.
And the Americans haven't seen them in quite a while. Kim Dracula's going to be there Wednesday 13. Like, there is something at this festival for everybody, and I don't know how you would decide which bands to go see. Like, how would you decide between those stage splits? Like, that is unreal.
That is unreal. Jesus. I think Sick New World's beating When We Were Young Fest at the moment, because that's heavy.
It's because you've got the new school, you've got the kind of mid school and the old school. And I would be really curious to see, because I don't know this, I've never been to this festival. Is it System of a Down and Slipknot at the same time?
Oh no.
Do you have to pick?
I'm not picking. I'm not.
How can you put that on people? Like, that is a pressure.
I would run for my life to see both of them.
I'd be like, I'd just sit in the middle and cry and miss everything.
No, because it's the same people who run When We Were Young Fest that do Sick New World. And, like, there weren't any clashes between Paramore and My Chemical Romance when they both headlined. So I'm guessing it's probably the same.
Okay.
Like, it'll be one after the other.
Well, I hope so, because that lineup is just absolutely killer.
Naughty.
I just want to pick it up and drop it in the UK. But okay, so what other festivals have you got, Yasmin? So far, this is like tough competition.
I know. Do you know, Slam Dunk is kind of speaking to me this year.
So that's a festival in the UK?
Yes, it is. Because it will be, I hope they're still performing. It will be You and Me at Six's last performance ever.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it can't be ever, because they said that they're going to be doing performances in 24 and 25. So I imagine it won't be their last performance ever.
But for me, it will, because I don't leave the house much anymore. For me personally, it's almost like I make this podcast about me. So the lineup is You Meet at Six, All American Rejects, Boys Like Girls, I Prevail, Food of a Friend, Wall Parks, The Interrupters, Goldfinger, The Wonder Years, La Dispute. They've got like different stages for different vibes. So they've got the ska stage, obviously. They've got the TikToky stage. They've got the like classics.
Name a band in the ska. Name a couple of bands in the ska stage.
Okay, so you've got the Interrupters, Goldfinger, Pennywise, the Bouncing Souls, Mad Caddies. You got the TikTok girly stage, which is like, okay. And I don't. Water Parks are not a TikTok band, but I feel like a lot of people who would get into emo through TikTok would go down that pipeline and find Water Parks and stuff. So you've got Water Parks, Palais Real, Pale Waves, Bob Villain, Rory, RTO. Yeah, those bands. Then you've got like the overarching like classics that young and old people like. So You Meet Six, All American Rejects, Boys Like Girls, We the Kings.
Old people, Yasmin, careful. Yumi at six, they're not like old school bands. They're just like,
okay, let me rephrase continue. That. Sorry, I'm tired. Then you've got the stage where it's like the everybody likes these bands.
There we go. That's it. That's more like it. That's it. I prefer that one.
The Yumi at Sixes, the All American Rejects, the Boys Like Girls, We the Kings, Head Automatica. Oh my God. You've got Decadence, 20th anniversary. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And then you've got what I like to call, there's two emo stages. You've got the metal emo stage, and then you've got the crying in your car listening to sad emo. So you've got the grrr, screamo, which is I Prevail, Funeral for a Friend, which, by the way, I think at that performance it'll be Lucas from Holding Absence filling in doing the vocals.
Interesting. Okay,
so yeah, because the guy from Funeral for a Friend, I think the singer's like taking a step back, so he's going to be doing it. Lucas is going to be, I can't fucking wait to see that. So yeah, I Prevail, Funeral for a Friend, Ask Alexandra and Say It Off. That's one emo stage for like the grrr metal. And then you've got the Wonder Years, Mom Jeans, LS Dunes, La Dispute.
It's interesting because they do like, These are strong bands.
These are strong stages. Are you kidding? Mm. Like, I really want to see La Dispute. I need to see La Dispute. I need to see them. It will change my brain chemistry.
State Champs and I Prevail will make my day. Like, I could just see those two bands and then leave happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
that would be the one that would get me. Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't bloody wait. But yeah, I feel like that's quite, it's up there. I wouldn't say, mm-hmm. for me, When We Were Young is like my personal favourite at the moment, but Sick New World has kind of beat it. Slam Dunk's, it's middle ground at the moment, okay? It's not beating anyone out, but it's not necessarily the worst.
It is good. It is a good lineup. It's, I think, if you're a fan of Yumi at six, you're going to be all over that.
Girl, you better be there because they're breaking up.
Okay, so I have another festival for you now.
Okay.
And this one goes hard. So it's called Sonic Temple.
Oh.
And it's happening in Columbus, Ohio.
I fucking love Columbus, Ohio.
The 16th to the 19th of May.
Okay.
All right. There's 4 days to this festival. This is intense.
Jesus Christ.
So we're going to start on the main stage and just look at some of the bands on the main stage. So, going from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, its headliners are Disturbed, the original Misfits, Pantera, and Slipknot, and then the second supports on each of those stages, Evanescence, Falling in Reverse, Stained, Limp Bizkit. You've even got the ballady song artists like Seether, you've got Breaking Benjamin, you've got Mudvayne, you've got
And we're
A Day
on
to
day
Remember.
One. We're on day one. We're no, on
this
day
is,
one.
So this is all of the days. This is just the main stage. This is the main stage.
This was like, okay.
This is the main stage. And so, like, you've got Nonpoint there, POD, Drowning Pool, Living Colour. This is unreal. This main stage is like,
Jesus Christ.
So then we go to the second stage, Yasmin. Okay. The headliners on the second stage throughout the days, Judas Priest, Rise Against, Sleep Token, and 311. I don't know what band that is, but 311.
Okay.
And then on the second stage, some really amazing bands again, as we go from Judas Priest, Rise Against, Sleep Token, and 311 or 311. I don't know much about that band. We don't listen to them as much in the UK. But you also have some huge artists, like Nova Twins are pretty high up on the bill. They're just under the Ghostly Side.
Oh, my babies!
Massive. They're in like a similar slot to Movements as well, which is great.
Oh, love that.
Kitty are going to be playing Of Mice and Men, Wage War, Architects.
Yes.
This is huge, this festival. Sum 41 are playing. Then we go to the third stage, Yasmin, and you've got Cypress Hill, Mr. Bungle, Polyphia, Clutch, you've got Electric Cool Boy, Amity Affliction, Code Orange, all sorts of band playing there. Then we go to the next stage, Yasmin, and it's Machine Head, Avatar, Slaughter to Prevail, and Tech N9ne. You've also got Atreyu, L7. Like, this is unbelievable. There is something for everybody at this one.
I'm trying to keep up. There's so many bands.
There's
a lot.
Like, this is an unbelievable lineup. This is, and I don't know, because I assume people don't camp if it's in like a big, oh no, there's camping and parking, so people can camp as well for this one.
Slay. Jesus Christ, that's a lot to do in a weekend.
That is a lot. So you can get 5 days camping. I'd be really curious to find out what that festival is like and what the vibe is like, because I feel like you've got a real mix of like metal bands that are huge, the more new school metal bands, but then you've also got some new school punk in there as well. So I think it'd be good. And they're really repping the UK with artists like Capici, Architects, Nova Twins on the lineup as well. Bob Villain.
Do you know what? It's not just America, though. Europe are kind of killing... Aside from the UK, Europe, the rest of the Europe, is killing it. Is killing it. Like, Europe has some insane festivals, but...
There are so many festivals in Europe.
Like, a lot.
Can I tell you a fact about something that happened to my friend at a European festival?
Go on.
So, basically, Brits are pretty disgusting. British people are just gross. Absolute drunkards. Whereas in mainland Europe, people are a lot cleaner. And my friend went to a festival that was sponsored by Red Bull. And there were just like glasses of Red Bull or whatever everywhere. And he peed in a glass because he didn't want to go to the toilets and he was watching his favourite band. So he turned his jacket around in front of his junk, peed in a glass, put it on the floor or a cup. And some girl came along and drank it. She downed like a sip of it, and then he was like, he watched in horror as her face, like, as she realised what it was, because she thought it was Red Bull. And like,
oh my god,
A, that's amazing that she was at a festival that you can be so trusting you just drink glasses of liquid on the floor.
Yeah.
But B, that is traumatic.
That is good lord, that good is, god.
Whereas in the UK, if you see an unmanned cup of beverage, you're not touching it. You wouldn't touch it, especially as a female. You're not touching unmanned beverages. Imagine seeing yellow liquid in a cup on the floor, Yasmin, and taking a sip. Like,
no, I know what it is. Even if I'm like, oh, that's apple juice. No, you have to convince me. I have to see it come out of the bottle.
Yes.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyway.
Anyway.
European festivals.
It still would have been warm, by the way.
Stop. I'm moving on. So European festivals. Jer on Air looks really good this year. The headliners are The Prodigy, Architects, Dropkick Murphys and Electric Callboy. You've also got Enter Shikari, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, While She Sleeps, Thy Eyes Murder, Sum 41, Simple Plan, Einstein Kills, Suicidal Tendencies, Of Mice and Men, Biohazard, Bane. It's looking really good. And then you've got some like other bands like The Acacia Strain, Boston Manor, Dropout Kings, Horror, who you really love, Sophie.
Where is this?
It's in the Netherlands.
Nice.
I know. There's like so many... Really cool. Oh, I missed a halt of the day. Electric Callboy, Body Count, Ice Tea, Bad Religion, Hot Mulligan. Oh my gosh. Movement. Oh, Shadow of Intent with more to be announced. Hello, get me here, please. I like it because you know what? It's more of like a younger, like mid school, new school metal vibe.
Yeah.
So and rock vibe, so I think that's why I really like it. Oh, that's calling my name.
Strong lineup.
Get me there. I need to be there.
Okay, if you like your old school metal, I'm coming at you right now with, I think it's the biggest metal festival in Europe, which is Hellfest.
Oh my god.
I've said that with confidence. I'm not 100% sure, but
we're just liars.
Hellfest, I've never been to, right? But I have heard it is huge and there is something for everyone. Because if you don't know, like, metal is massive in Europe. Mainland
Europe? Massive.
Huge.
Yeah.
And people travel from all over to go to this. So, headliners throughout the week. Avenged Sevenfold, Machine Head, Metallica, Foo Fighters.
Jesus Christ.
It's really interesting because I saw... I don't think I ever realised. I think Machine Head are bigger in Europe than maybe they are in America.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Which blows my mind because I see Machine Head as a really, really big band.
Yeah, but it's because that kind of metal is like way more popular in Europe.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, also on the main stage, you've got Megadeth, Tom Morello, Queens of the Stone Age, Royal Blood, Fear Factory. Like, it's going to be a great lineup.
Jesus Christ!
Imagine the second stage is coming for you like this.
Okay, okay, I'm here.
This is just the first day. Dropkick Murphys, Bad Omens, Baby Metal, Ice Nine Kills.
Fucking hell.
Second day, you've got The Prodigy and Steel Panther on the same stage.
Oh,
please.
My God.
Third day, you've got Saxon, Bruce Dickinson, Accept. That's Yngwie Malmsteen. So that's like the perfect lineup for the older crowd. Then on the last day, you've got Offspring, Corey Taylor, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. Like, neck deep. My Corey knees, Taylor and neck deep on the same stage.
My knees are hurting thinking about it, and I'm not there. I'm not even there. Jesus.
Then we get to the third day.
Okay.
And you've got Enter Shikari, you've got Body Count, Suicidal Tendencies, and Coxbara. Then you go to the next stage. There's another, the other stage throughout the week is All Them Witches, Fu Manchu, Mr. Bungle, and Rival Sons.
Jesus Christ.
And then you go to the next stage.
Oh my God, there's another stage?
There's another stage. You've got Sodom, you've got Pain of Salvation, you've got Dismember, you've got I Am Morbid, the bands I'd want to go see, the Black Dahlia Murder, because they haven't played many shows out here in Europe since Trevor. You've got Nile, who are just amazing. If you don't know Nile, like, they basically sing, I haven't listened to them in years, but they just did all these tracks about Egypt, and I just love that. I just love that. Dark metal. But Dark Tranquility. And then the next stage, you've got Cradle of Filth, Emperor, Ivor, and Dimmu Borgir. Like,
and then on the next stage!
that is finally it. But there, I just can't believe how many bands there are to see.
And that's not even, like, there's more. There's more we haven't mentioned.
There's, imagine, right? You're getting Machine Head, Metallica, Foo Fighters at the same festival as Bad Omens, The Prodigy, and Frank Carr and the Rattlesnakes. And then you're also getting, like, Enter Shikari, but then you're also getting Cradle of Filth and Dimmu Borgir. Like, the mix of bands, Suffocation, is just unbelievable. So far for me personally, I'd be between Hellfest and Sick New World, I think.
I think for me, I'm stuck between Jer on Air and When We Were Young. But don't get me wrong, Sick New World is calling my name. It's just I Am an Emo Kid Till I Die, and both of those. And Slam Dunk, I'm torn. I don't think I have a favourite. They're all really good.
So that's it for Hellfest. Yasmin, have you got a suggestion for the next one?
I feel like because we're on Knotfest, we should probably mention Knotfest. Because, you know...
Well, Knotfest and Knotfest are always, like, stacked.
Stacked.
Curated.
So, this says, Knotfest Australia, the poster says, music, art and culture collide down under. Ooh. So it's Pantera, Disturbed, Lamb of God, Hailstorm.
Can you do an Australian accent?
Hailstorm, Asking Alexandria, Wage War, Escape the Fate, Thy Art is Murder, Skindred, Speed. I can't read those names because those are in deathcore fonts, and I'm a King Parrot, Wind
King
Waker.
King Parrot, I bite your head off.
Brand of Sacrifice. Oh, yeah, this looks fucking lit.
Yeah, Knotfest Australia is stacked this year. Like, it is going to be so good. And the thing is, Australians know how to fucking party.
I know. I bloody know. Oh, do you remember Knotfest Italy 2023?
Oh, Knotfest, yeah, that was stacked.
That was stacked. That was silly. Slipknot and Architect. Oh, and a Monomoth. Oh, and I Prevail.
If you haven't seen King Parrot, like, the idea of seeing King Parrot at the same festival as Asking Alexandria, the same as Disturbed, it just makes my day. It'll be so much fun. And that's what dates is it on, Yasmin?
That will be, it's in Melbourne on the 21st of March, Sydney on the 23rd of March, and Brisbane on the 24th of March. So soon! Oh my goodness.
In Brizzy.
I love Bain. Melbourne. Who up Brizzy they Bain, for real. Who up Melon they Bourne.
Oh, wow.
Who up Not in they Fest. Us.
Obviously that has to be our favourite because prejudice, you know.
I like my job a lot.
It has to be our favourite because nepotism.
Because me and Sophie are sellouts. No, cut that out. Sophie, what festival would you like to end on?
Okay, we're going to end on a festival that I think is a very special one close to our heart. Mm-hmm. And that is the one and only Download Festival 2024. Ooh. It's here in the UK. It's happening from the 14th to the 16th of June. And the main headliners are Queens of the Stone Age, Avenged Sevenfold, and Fall Out Boy.
I love that Fall Out Boy are headlining. You don't understand.
This is the first time. What I think a lot of people might not understand is Download's always been associated with being a super heavy metal festival. So being able to get like Queens of the Stone Age headlining one day and then Fall Out Boy another day, it's like a big...
And then Avenged Sevenfold, like, hello?
And, well, Avenged Sevenfold are like... They're accepted by that metal world. But for Download to do this, it's like a... Look, this is a big statement in the world of UK festivals about how they're evolving their lineups. And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. It looks fucking sick. I can't wait.
Because it's always funny, like... UK, I think all metal fans are the same. Everyone's like, book some different headliners. And then you book the headliners and everyone's like, we didn't mean those ones.
Book these bands. Not that bad.
So I'm really, really happy to see the headliners. I think they're going to absolutely go down a treat. It looks like the Friday is going to end up being like more of a... an older, classic-y, rocky vibe. So you've got... that's a day that Queens of Stone Age are headlining, but you've also got Royal Blood, Blackstone Cherry, The Struts, Polyphia. You've got Those Damn Crows as well. But then you've also got Of Mice and Men and Bad Omens on that day, which I think...
naughty that is.
I think it's really clever of Download because it means that if you're not into Queens of the Stone Age, you're not into the softer side of rock, you can go see Bad Omens and Scene Queen on the same stage.
That's cool. That's crazy.
And then on the other stage, what I love in the Avalanche stage, Kerrang Avalanche stage, they've got Busted and Wheatus and Escape the Fate. Like, that's going to be a whole laugh.
I can't wait to open it up to Busted. I'm going to be crowd killing to Busted. Yeah.
You're going to be the person that goes viral on TikTok for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, watch your backs. I'm going to be death killing, death crowd killing. I'm going to go crazy. You'll see me in a bin or something. Oh!
Okay, I will pretend to not know you on that day. But also, they've got like
you
the heavier bands.
Know me
they've
anyway.
Got Biohazard, Health, Make Them Suffer, Scowl, Speed, Ithaca, Zulu. So it's going to be a great day on the Friday. Right, Saturday for Download.
Slay, go on.
Main stage, because they've done the band splits, the main stage splits recently. Fall Out Boy, The Offspring, Enter Shikari, Baby Metal, all on the same stage. And then, so whilst Fall Out Boy are playing, guess who's on the other stage? And I think this is really clever. Pantera.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, so people that don't want to go see Pantera will 100% want to... You know, it's a nice mix there. So Pantera, While She Sleeps, Tom Morello, Slaughter to Prevail, Carnival on that stage. And then the Avalanche stage is Billy Talent, Holding Absence, Silverstein. So that's really cool. And
I
then...
I love Holding Absence.
I'm going to come back to one of the bands that's playing on this day, Dying Fetus, who are also playing on the Dogtooth stage. We're going to talk about Sunday first. So Sunday, they've got... this. Do you know what? I hate it when Download do this. I love it when Download Festival put on a band that I don't really care about on the Sunday so that I can go home early.
Yeah, same.
I'm old.
Same.
This fucking year, Download, I have a word with... I need a word with you. You've put Avenged Sevenfold, Limp Bizkit, Sum 41, Bowling for Soup... all on the main stage. The second stage, Machine Head, Corey Taylor, Electric Callboy, They Are It's Murder. Please! Ugh. The Avalanche stage, The Used, Counterparts, Atreyu, the Dogtooth stage, the Black Dahlia Murder, Fit for a King, Error. I mean, please, what are you doing to us, Download?
We were going to go home early. Me and Sophie were going to get in the car. Oh, God.
No, the Download said, you will not be home for work on Monday morning.
No.
That is not happening.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You will stay. And so, the thing I wanted to tell you about, Yasmin, I don't know if you'll remember this, but it happened around 2014.
Okay.
And it was the time that Avenged Sevenfold first headlined Download. Do you remember that?
No.
And they'd just released it, like, Hail to the King and blah, blah, blah.
Hail to the King, yeah.
It was their first time headlining Download. And because metal fans are like, we want a new headliner. No, not that one. Metal fans complained, and one of the funniest complaints was someone saying, why not Dying Fetus? And so Metal Hammer magazine then took the mickey out of this comment, why not Dying Fetus, which then ended up going viral, and hashtag why not Dying Fetus went so viral that the festival ended up booking Dying Fetus. And what a lot of people might not realise is I feel like it's a bit of a nod to that, because Avenged Sevenfold are headlining, but just in case everyone kicked off, Dying Fetus are also playing the day before.
Why not Dying Fetus?
Why not Dying Fetus?
That's so stupid.
That was one of the
I
most ridiculous hashtags that has ever happened. There's some really stacked lineups.
Stacked. Stacked. Hard and heavy.
It's like, how do you pick? Like, I just... Wow. There's some...
I would put them all in a hat and then just pick out one and go, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm just going to wait to see who invites me down to do press, and I'll go to that one. So,
yeah, please, please.
Words of wisdom, Yasmin. What would you end on?
This is a
my
good
words
one.
Of wisdom this week are: if you see a glass of unmanned liquid on the floor, don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink someone else's drink. If you didn't buy it, don't drink it.
My words
don't
of wisdom
glass.
Are: you know what? If you're bored at a festival and there's not really many bands that interest you that day that are bigger on the lineup, go see some of the smaller bands. Because sometimes I've been working at festivals and the big bands haven't really drawn me in on certain days. So I go and watch the really small bands and I have a really good time.
Ah, nice. Wholesome. Like
wholesome.
It.
Wholesome. Wholesome. If you want to follow
hashtag us... Hashtag why not dying fetus.
Hashtag why not dying fetus. If you want to follow us, it's at WeWearBlackPod. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or WeWearBlackPod@gmail.com. I'm at Yasmin Sivanex on everything.
And I am Sophie K. And we will see you next week. We love you. You were listening to On Wednesdays We Wear Black. Please rate and subscribe so that we can keep doing what we do. Special thanks goes out to the Nova Twins for the badass music and Wargasm for the killer screams. See you next week.